Therefore the Lord called the Almighty rains. Lord will bless you because you reign. You reign in our lives, you reign in the affairs of our lives, you reign in all. We see your work, we exalt you, we appreciate you. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We say thank you, God, for your goodness and your mercies endures forever. We bless you because faithful are your works. Faithful are you, Lord. We thank you for your love that we enjoy on a daily basis. We give you the glory, we exalt you because you are good, you are kind, you are more than the thought of our hearts. You are greater and greater than the greatest. Lord, we exalt you. We give you the glory, we appreciate you for the 20th day in the month of March 2026. We exalt you because you are good. You've been our shield, you've been our banner, you've been our buckler. We exalt you. We thank you for all you have done. We thank you for what you are doing. We thank you for what you will do. We thank you because your banner over us is love. We bring our sacrifices of praise to you this morning. We say, let your name be glorified, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the 20th day in the month of March, and we are grateful to God for his faithfulness. We thank him for how far he has helped us. I want us to make these words of declaration as we go this morning, that in the name of Jesus, I redeem my day with the blood of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus speaks greater things for me. The blood of Jesus washes my sins away. The blood of Jesus redeem my life from the pit of hell. The blood of Jesus go ahead of me and speak greater things on my behalf in the name of Jesus Christ. I use the blood of Jesus to erase every covenant, everything that says contrary to the words of God over my life. The blood of Jesus erases it in the name of Jesus. I am strengthened by the Lord, and I will continually be strengthened by him in Jesus' name. The banner of the Lord over me is love. I will enjoy his love more than my reasoning and expectation in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus redeems my path. The blood of Jesus clears every gateway for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus speak peace for me. The blood of Jesus speak mercy for me. I am help of the Lord, and I will continually be helped of the Lord in Jesus' name. My journey is strengthened by the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, surely, the goodness and the mercy of the Lord speaks ahead of me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord fights my battle for me, and I will hold my peace on all sides in the name of Jesus Christ. I will be helped of the Lord in the name of Jesus Christ. I will not experience shame in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord fights my battle. My seat is not in the seat of shame. My seat is not in the seat of smallness. I will be great because my God is great, and he has said all things will work together for my good. And because he said his word will come to pass for my life, that his words for my life is peace and not of evil to give me an expected end. I enjoy that expected end. I enjoy the greatness of God for me in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord holds me by his hands, and he will help me in the name of Jesus Christ. It is well with my going out and my coming in. It is well with all I do in the name of Jesus. I am helped of the Lord. Thank you for giving answers to our prayers. We exalt and appreciate you. Let your name be glorified, O God, in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen. Good morning, brethren. Today is the 20th day in the month of March, and we are grateful to God for his mercies that endures forever over our journey. I want us to go into the words of God today, and as we grow, the Spirit of the Lord will speak to us. He will teach us. He will open our eyes and minister to us himself in Jesus' name. So far, we've been talking about the help of the Lord, and our anchor scripture is taken from the book of Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2, which says, I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord who made the heaven and the earth. The ultimate help a man should desire is the blood of Jesus. As human, we cannot live without help in life. But the ultimate one that a man should desire is the blood of Jesus Christ. The shedding of the blood of Jesus Christ is the reason for our redemption. Without the redemption of our lives, we are doomed. And his redemption is to present us holy before him and to make our lives spotless in his presence. Today we'll be looking at the story of Gideon, how God helped him, and how God used him to show the work that Jesus did for us on the cross of Calvary. Judges chapter 6, 7 and 8 spoke about the life of Gideon. And when we look at it, his life is a wonderful story that we can sit down to read. I will advise us that after today, I want us to sit down with the three chapters, chapter 6, 7, and 8, and we'll get understanding Jesus' name. Gideon was a very low person. Let me say, as human, is a nobody, is no one that can be reckoned with. Let me say that his family, his tribe, his clan was the smallest, was from the smallest. They were not reckoned with. They were not people that can be recognized. But God chose him to help the children of Israel from the Midianites. God gave them an instructions that in this land I have kept you, you should not be afraid. But they made mistake and they sinned against God. They did things contrary to the word of God. And at the end, they found themselves as prey. They were being punished. But when they cried to the Lord arose for them and he helped them. When we look at the book of Judges chapter 6, verse 20 to 21, when the angel of the Lord appeared to Gideon in the beginning, he said, "O man of valor," he looked at the angel and said, "I hope you are mistaken. You are not talking about me. Me, a man of valor, a man that is fearful, a man that has no reckon with greatness." He called himself a lot of names. He told the angel of the Lord, he said, "If you want me to be sure that you are the angel of the Lord, wait, I'll go out and prepare a sacrifice and bring it out. If I come and I see that you are the one, then I'll believe." He did it. And when he brought out the living bread and the meat, the angel of the Lord told him to put it on the rock. And when he placed it on the rock, the angel of the Lord used his staff and touched it. And while he touched it, he got burned and the fire of the Lord consumed it. In that place, God was taking him through the process of help, training him to help him. And this process of training was typifying what Jesus was going to do. Why the angel of the Lord touched that unleavened cake and the meat, he got burnt and fire consumed it. It was typifying that when Jesus comes to the cross of Calvary, he's going to consume the work of sin, the work of flesh. He's going to say no to everything. He's going to tear the veil. And it's going to say it is finished to the works of the devil. Why God was making him go through that process of making him to become who he wants him to be, he was already using his life to signal and open our eyes to what Jesus was going to do when it comes to the cross of Calvary. If you look at the book of Judges chapter 6 verse 24, he said after seeing the Lord, he was so scared. He said, "Hey, I have seen the Lord though. Am I going to live?" That means that is death sentence. But the word of Lord came to you and said, "No, you will not die. Don't be afraid that you have seen the Lord." And the angel of the Lord told him that, "Peace to you. Do not fear. You shall not die." Then he built an altar, because after seeing the Lord, he received that message that you will not die. What is that message that you have received? Is it a message of death that you have received? The word of God is telling you that you will not die. And when he heard the statement that you will not die, built an altar and called the place, "The Lord is my peace," meaning Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is my peace. The Lord is your peace. The Lord is our peace. No matter what you are going through, the blood of Jesus speaks the peace of God. The blood of Jesus silences every chaos and it brings peace. I speak to every one of us in the name of Jesus Christ that the blood of Jesus that speaks peace, we enjoy that peace of God on all sides in Jesus' name. Ephesians chapter 2 verse 14 to 16 says that Jesus made peace to us through his blood. So while Gideon made that altar, it was typifying the peace offering that is telling us the atonement that the blood of Jesus is going to do to reconcile man back to God after a sin in the Garden of Eden. He did five different things. And on the third one, the broken pitcher, which is Judges chapter 7 from verse 19 to 20. After going through all the process, Gideon's 300 men held torches inside their pitchers. After Gideon gave them a sign, a signal, they had to break that jar, and inside the jar was the light. And when that pitcher was broken, they shouted the sword of the Lord and of Gideon. What that typified was that when they broke the jar, the light was exposed. The pitcher represents the pouring out of the blood of Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary, which releases light to mankind, who gave us light out of every darkness as overshadowing our light. So when they broke the pitcher, the light was exposed. When Jesus died on the cross of Calvary, when his blood was shed on the cross of Calvary, he brought light to us. The blood gave us liberty to receive the freedom. The Bible says, "The light shined and darkness could not comprehend it." That is the light of God. That is the light that the blood of Jesus brought to us. The blood of Jesus carries power, and the blood of Jesus will break and destroy the bands of darkness, the shackles of darkness holding our lives in every area, in the name of Jesus Christ. The fourth one, Gideon, that was a fearful person, became somebody that God used to do all these great works. God is looking at us. It's not the way we are looking at ourselves. Until we come to that consciousness of the reality of God in our life, we'll see ourselves doing greater things like Gideon did. From the beginning, when he was told, "Oh, you mighty man of valor," he doubted it. But when he released himself into God and he saw himself doing greater things. The fourth one, as the smiter, like Gideon, Jesus is a divine warrior who crushes the enemy, not with human might, but by the sacrifice of his death on the cross of Calvary to deliver every captive. He would deliver every captive from every captivity in the name of Jesus Christ. And the fifth one is the day of the Midian. You know, their enemies were the Midianites. It refers when God breaks the rod of oppression over our lives. If you look at the story from chapter 6 to chapter 8, the life of Gideon typifies what Jesus came to do for us. And apart from that, we saw that he was a man helped from God. He was a nobody. He was somebody that looked like it was, Yoruba will say, otiparifun. That when we are mentioning people, he is not even close to the people that we can mention that can receive help, talk less of being used as help for the redemption of the children of God. You might be looking at yourself that, who am I? I'm a nobody. The eyes of God, the way God looks at you is different from the way you are looking at yourself. Bring yourself down and get insights to know the way, the eyes that God is looking at you, so that you can walk in the reality. If he had refused to walk in the reality of what God called him or the way God saw him, he wouldn't have been used as the deliverer of the children of Israel. At that time, he was a nobody. He was not recognized. That's why the Bible says he uses the foolish things of this world to confound the wise. And we are talking about the blood of Jesus. God used him to typify what Jesus will come to do on the cross of Calvary. And God helped him because his life did not remain the same. He really became the man of valor and God used him. I want us to pray using Psalm 130 verse 7. It says, "For with the Lord there is mercy, and with him is plenteous redemption." When we are saying that something is plenteous, that means it is full, it is wide. Anything that involves redemption, the blood of Jesus is capable to do it. "For in the Lord there is mercy." So no matter what it is, the mercy of the Lord extends beyond our imagination. It says, "With God there is plenteous redemption." I want us to say, "Lord, let me enjoy the power of your redemption over my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let the power of your redemption that is much, that is huge, work for me in every areas of my life in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your blood work for me in every areas that need redemptive power in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed." The second prayer says, "The blood of Jesus carries mercy. Let your mercy speak plenteous redemptions for me and my household." Your blood that carries mercy, let it speak plenteous redemptive power over my life and my household in the name of Jesus Christ. Let it speak for me in Jesus' name we've prayed. "Let your blood that is plenteous in redemption redeem my life from every appointed death, every appointed destruction, every appointed calamity and chaos, and everything that is saying contrary to the word of the Lord over my life. Let your blood that is plenteous in redemption redeem my life from every negativity, redeem my life from everything that is not of God, redeem my life from every curse of the Lord, redeem my life from every evil of my lineage in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your blood redeem me in every area. Let your blood redeem me from every calamity, from every word saying contrary to the blood of Jesus over my life and my household in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name we've prayed. Amen." I want us to say that, "Let your blood that is plenteous in redemption redeem me from every covenant that speaks contrary to the covenant of the Lord over my life and my family in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your blood that speak plenteous in redemption. Erase every evil covenant and rewrite my life. Rewrite my story with the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, let your blood rewrite my life with the covenant that is in the blood of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ, let it rewrite peace for me. Let your blood rewrite joy for me. Let your blood rewrite life for me. In the name of Jesus Christ, I let it rewrite every good thing that God has said concerning me and my household. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name of prayer, amen. I want us to say, let your blood that speak plenteous in redemption redeem me, redeem my wasted years. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ that is plenteous in redemption, redeem my wasted years. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name I have prayed. Let your blood that is plenteous in redemption rewrite my story for good. In the name of Jesus Christ, the blood of Jesus Christ, rewrite my story for good. In the name of Jesus Christ, in Jesus' name we have prayed. Lord, let your blood that is plenteous in redemption redeem me from a weakling and make me a man of valor in the journey of my life. Your blood that is plenteous in redemption, deliver my life from being weakling, deliver my life from being fearful in the name of Jesus Christ, and make me a man of valor in Jesus' name of prayer. They want us to say, let your blood that is plenteous in redemption deliver my life from eternal destruction in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible said, in perilous time, in this late hour, even the elect will be deceived if they don't know what they are doing, if they get derailed. The Lord, in this perilous time, let your blood that is plenteous in redemption deliver me and my household from eternal destruction. We will not be derailed in the name of Jesus Christ. Let your power of redemption deliver my life from eternal destruction. Let your power that is, let your blood that is plenteous in redemption deliver my home, deliver my children, deliver my husband from eternal destruction. We will not be deceived. We will not be derailed. In the name of Jesus Christ, we will not be swayed away. In the name of Jesus Christ, beyond our reasoning, beyond what we have prayed for, the power of the living God that is in the blood of Jesus Christ, the redemptive power that is plenteous, will work plenteous and greater things in our life beyond our expectation, beyond our reasoning, and beyond that which we know about. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with us in Jesus' name. The power of God, great and mighty things for us in plenteous way. In the name of Jesus Christ, it is well with us in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Brethren, I want to remind us that the coming of the Lord Jesus is at hand. I want us to prepare. The blood of Jesus speaks greater things. The Lord will help us to walk our walk rightly in the name of Jesus. We will make it home. I will not miss it. The blood of Jesus that speaks plenteous redemptive power will work for Nigeria in every areas in the name of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name of prayer, amen. Good morning and God bless you. Have a wonderful day.